Welcome to Hockey Wiz Talks podcast. Today I'll be talking about the surprising teams in the NHL this season. In this podcast, I talk about some of the most surprising teams in the league so far this season. New Jersey Devils. The New Jersey Devils are the most surprising team in the NHL so far this season. They have a 16-4 record and were on a 13-game win streak. New Jersey has the second most goals for in the league and the fourth best goals against in the league. Only Boston has more goals for and less goals against than New Jersey. The Devils are led in point scoring by Jesper Bratt, who has 24 points. Nico Hischier and Jack Hughes are not too far behind, with 22 and 21 points respectively. Dougie Hamilton has been that number one defenseman that the Devils needed him to be. He has 14 points in 19 games with 7 power play points and is a plus 11 while averaging over 21 minutes a game. His defensive partner Jonas Siegenthaler has been great as well, logging over 20 minutes a game and is a team leading plus 17. John Marino, who was acquired in an offseason trade, has often been used as a shutdown pair alongside Ryan Graves. While he isn't putting up flashy point totals, he plays solid every game while being matched up against other teams' top line. Thomas Tatar has had a revival of sorts this season, playing on Nico Hischier's line. He has 12 points in 19 games and is a plus 16. Everything started to change for the Devils this year with the creation of the BMW line, which includes Michael McLeod centering Miles Wood and Nathan Bastian. This line has been their identity line and has scored many important goals, especially on the Western Canada trip. Thanks to an injury to Mackenzie Blackwood, Vitek Vanecek had to step into the number one role and has only lost one game since. Vanecek has a 9-2 record with a 2.14 GAA and .918 save percentage. I don't think anyone predicted the Devils would have the best record in the Metropolitan Division and the second best record in the entire league. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on anchor.fm/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Boston Bruins. The Boston Bruins are the best team in the NHL so far this season. They have a 17-3 record and were on a 7-game win streak, including an undefeated home record. Boston has the most goals for in the league and the best goals against in the league, a clear indication that they have been the best team in the league. The Bees are led in scoring by David Pastrnak, who has 12 goals and 29 points, followed by Patrice Bergeron and Hampus Lindholm with 18 points apiece. Brad Marchand, who missed the first month and a half of the season, has 15 points in 11 games, including 10 power play points, and Charlie McAvoy, who just returned from injury, has 10 points in 7 games. David Krejci hasn't missed a beat since coming back to the NHL. He has 15 points in 17 games, including 7 power play points. Jake DeBrusk added 15 points as well. Players like Taylor Hall, Pavel Zacha, and Nick Foligno added great secondary scoring for the team. Most notably Nick Foligno, who already has 11 points this season after only putting up 13 all of last season. Statistically, Linus Ullmark has been the best goalie in the league, with a 13-2 record, a 1.96 GAA, and .935 save percentage in 14 starts. While I say the Bruins are a surprise this season, it's because many people, including myself, thought that the Bruins were too old and the injuries to Marchand and McAvoy would be too much to overcome. But the Bruins were winning without their two stars and have become a juggernaut since they both returned. Once again, Boston is going to be a real threat come playoff time. Check out my hockey blog at HockeyWizTalksHockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at HockeyWiz777. Dallas Stars. The Dallas Stars have the best record in the Central Division with a 12-5-3 record and a 6-2-2 record in their last 10 games. Dallas has the fourth most goals for in the league and the seventh best goals against in the league. Only Boston, New Jersey, and Vegas are the only teams that are top 10 in both. The Stars have four players with over 20 points. Jason Robertson, Roope Hintz, Joe Pavelski, and Jamie Benn. All four players have been spectacular all season long for Dallas. Tyler Seguin and the recent free agent signing Mason Marchment have provided a good source of secondary scoring. Mira Heiskanen anchors the defense, logging over 24 minutes a game, playing against other teams' top lines, and has 12 points in 16 games along with 6 power play points. Issa Lendell and Ryan Suter have also logged major minutes for Dallas on the back end and round out the top 3. Jake Oettinger has been dominant in goal for Dallas and has been a major reason for the Stars' success this season. He has an 8-2 record with a 2.18 GAA and .929 save percentage. I personally thought that Dallas wasn't good enough to make the playoffs in the Central, but thanks in large part to the struggles of the Minnesota Wild and St. Louis Blues and the blazing hot starts of some of their top players, Dallas sits at the top of the division. For Dallas to be in first in the Central Division is a huge surprise considering the Colorado Avalanche are in that division and are still overwhelming favorites to win the Cup. Listen to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my YouTube channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWiz777. Vegas Golden Knights. The Vegas Golden Knights are one of the more surprising teams in the NHL so far this season. They have a 16-4-1 record and a 7-2-1 record in their last 10 games. Vegas has the 3rd most goals for in the league and the 6th best goals against in the league. Boston and New Jersey are the only teams who are better in both regards. They are led in scoring by Jack Eichel, who has 10 goals and 24 points with a plus 15 rating, and Alex Pietrangelo, who has 20 points in 20 games while averaging over 23 minutes a game. Chandler Stephenson, Mark Stone, Riley Smith, Jonathan Marchessault, William Karlsson, Shea Theodore, and Nikolai Waugh are all double-digit point scorers. Although they aren't the most statistically impressive defensemen, Alec Martinez and Brady McNabb have been a stabilizing presence on the back end for Vegas. Zach Whitecloud has been emerging as a presence on the back end as well. Logan Thompson has more than filled the void left by Robin Lehner's injury and has posted a 10-3 record with a 2.40 GAA, a .920 save percentage, and 2 shutouts. At the start of the season, there were plenty of questions surrounding the Vegas Golden Knights, but now thanks to the coaching of Bruce Cassidy, Vegas sits at the top of the Pacific and are by far the best team in that division. In my next podcast, I talk about disappointing teams in the NHL.